Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Coke Rao, and I'm here with
Tucker Paulson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and five-star rate. How was your weekend?
Busy, to say the least, between just school and work and all that, and the basketball game on Saturday. It was just busy overall.
Yeah, mine was busy at first. Saturday starting off pretty busy. Had to my dad decided to take a little vacation, so that left me in charge of everything out there. I had to go work out there. But other than that, night, Carolina stomped Tennessee, so turned out pretty good.
Love to see it. It's Thanksgiving. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Homemade macaroni.
That is a good one.
You can't, like turkey, hard to do. They're too dry, or I mean, it's just hard to do. Ham, I like ham, but homemade macaroni. Like grandma making it too? What's yours?
Homemade macaroni is good. I was going to take that one, but since you took it, I guess I'll just go classic biscuits.
Yeah.
Biscuits or like stuffing.
Yeah, that's a good one. Always can't forget the stuffing.
Can't forget it.
What's one thing you were thankful for?
Ooh, this, honestly. I'm very thankful for this. I'm thankful for the people I have around me.
Yeah, I'm thankful for this, all this, like you said, and I'm thankful for my family and everyone around me who helps me be the best me.
Now it's time for the Red Fox Week in Review.
In their first game of the Thanksgiving tournament, the host, the Lady Red Foxes, took care of business and started their season 1-0. They handed Cross their second loss of the tournament with a 63-43 victory. Leading the Foxes on the scoring column was newcomer Jasmine Frierson with 26 points. Tatiana Fisher put up an additional 13 for Hartsville. The Lady Red Foxes will play again at 4:30 against the Cassidy. Come out and to watch the final game of the tournament.
In the final game of the Red Fox Thanksgiving tournament, the host Lady Foxes were able to pass Socketty 47-44 to win the TB Thomas bracket. Scoring for Hartsville, Jasmine Frierson with 16, Brooke Mitchell with 11, Tatiana Fisher with 7, Ariana Scott with 7, Blakeney Dawson with 3, Jasmine Reyes with 2, and Nyla Seegers with 1. Earlier in the day, Loris beat Northwood Academy and Westwood beat Sumter 47-38 to win the Pat Hewitt bracket.
Pancakes with Santa will be held at Hartsville Hot Arena on December 3rd from 8:30 to 10:30. For $5 per plate, you will get a stack of pancakes and juice. Santa will be there to take pictures, and our Hartsville cheerleaders will help write a letter to Santa. Plan to come out on Saturday, December 3rd.
And that's our Red Fox Weekend Review.
Now it's time for the Calabrese Corner segment, brought to you by Alloy Printing. At Alloy Printing, we specialize in bringing your vision to life with your print needs. What do you want to say through print media? Call or email us to get started. Welcome to the show, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Been a while for you. Been a while since we've been here. You like?
Man, I know, man. It's been crazy. Jazzy throwing up all those points on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Gamecocks coming back and smoking Tennessee.
I don't think they had it in them.
Like
Clemson,
I said, love to see it.
40 points.
They blew out Miami. Possible. Yeah. Before we get started, what is your favorite Thanksgiving meal and what are you thankful for?
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about the desserts, right? Try to only eat one piece the older I get. You know, when I was younger, I could eat the whole pie. Not just one piece.
Yes. What am I thankful for, man? I'm blessed. Get to coach in a great town that loves their sports, love the kids. Have a wonderful family. Everybody's healthy, man. I'm just blessed every day.
Who are some key players you have returning next season?
We're fortunate. We got some really good players coming back. McKendree Douglas, it starts with him. I think a lot of people don't understand him, and he checks plays at the line of scrimmage. He's doing stuff that kids start for 4 years do, and he's already doing it. Obviously, Carmelo McDaniel, I think he has a career rushing average of about 11.5 yards a rush. Had 1,800 yards this year, which I think is sixth all-time in a single season. So, obviously, he's really, really good. Our offensive line, I mean, we get Jackson Chavis, Slayton Stokes, Eric Brown, Evan Young back. And then our receiving core with E.J. Smith and Tristan Spann and Jackson Moore. I mean, we get nine dudes back on offense. And that's pretty good for an offense that averaged about 45 points a game. Obviously, we're going to miss B.J. Coe and Jayshon Anderson. We're going to enjoy watching Jayshon at Georgia Southern next year. But I feel like we have some really good young players coming up, Keem Waters being one of them as a running back. So offensively, we're really excited. Defensively, our top tacklers were underclassmen. I mean, Demarion Coe was our leading tackler this year. He's only a 10th grader. Super talented as a kick returner, as a defensive back, overall play. Webb Barnes, that kid was a running back coming up. Is his first year actually playing defense and really did some fantastic stuff. You know, and there's a lot of other defensive linemen. I mean, we've got a ton of those guys back. So, I mean, it's Jaquez Coe, the last two games of the season, averaged 10 tackles a game. He was out all year with ACL. He came back. We get him back. You know, so Bryson Jacobs. I mean, I could go on. There's a lot of really young players that we have coming back that we're really excited about.
You sort of answered this one. Who are some key players graduating this year that you want to that you need to build up?
Yeah, well, no question. I mean, you're talking about Jayshon Anderson, almost 6,000 yards a career, just a phenomenal career. AB honor roll student. He's going to sign with Georgia Southern University, full deal, full ride. He's excited. So obviously we're excited for him. But you know, B.J. Coe was the other senior on offense that just did a great job for us. Was out all last year with a broken foot. And then we go defensively, Justin Canny. Justin's going to have an opportunity to play college football. We don't quite know where yet, but he's got a couple offers, so we're excited about that. And then J.D. Allen, Mac Little, these guys are career Red Foxes that got their chance to start and play this year. And we're very, very productive and led us on a great year. And we know those guys, all the seniors. I mean, those are just a couple. But all the seniors are just going to go on and do some great things. So we're excited about their future, whether it be on the gridiron or off.
What are some of you guys' focuses during the offseason?
We got to get bigger. And I mean that is, you know, we need to feed these dudes, man. I mean, we lost to AC Floor. I think they averaged 270 pounds across the offensive front, and we didn't. You know, I think with age comes putting on some weight, but obviously putting on muscles, you know, getting stronger in the weight room, being dedicated to being the best version of yourself, you know, and you, everybody can gain 10, 15 pounds in the offseason if they worked at it and they were diligent about what they ate and taking care of their body. So hopefully they're motivated to do that. And I know as a coaching staff, we're motivated to get that done.
Looking back on the season, is there anything you hoped you did differently?
I'm not a big one that looks back and says, you know, I wish I'd have done this, that, and the third. I mean, hindsight's a weird thing. I mean, at the time, we're making the best decisions humanly possible to have success. I wouldn't change anything. That's part of the journey. Now, you know, at the end of the season, you evaluate everything and you look back and you say, okay, well, let's chart the course for next year, you know, and I think you have to learn from the past. But as far as having regrets, I don't have it. And I tell our team this all the time. I'm going to give everything I got. I'm not going to have any regrets. But am I going to learn from some things? Absolutely. And hopefully the things that we've learned will help us move forward and you know, obviously still be playing this time next year. That's the goal.
And going into next year, what is your main focus?
We have GBED plastered everywhere, you know, down by our locker room and in the weight room and stuff like that. And it's the constant goal is get better every day. And it doesn't matter whether it's get better at football, get better as a human being, get better academically. It's just a push. So when you put your feet on the ground, if God has blessed you for another day, are you getting better? Because if you're not getting better, we all know what the other is. And I think you just have to push, though. You can't just be, oh, okay, well, it's just another day. Look at what you're paying for it. It's a day in your life. So did you use it for good? You know, did you do it to make a difference? And I think we all have to realize how precious life is, and we have to attack the day, each and every day. So what's the goal, man? I'm just trying to get better. I'm trying to become a better coach, trying to become a better husband, father, and human being. And I hope that's what all of our players are doing as well.
Now, like you said, you don't look back and regret anything, but there's stuff to learn off of. So that being said, is there anything that you want to build off of from last season going into next season?
Well, you know, listen, we gave up way too many points on defense. That's obvious. And I think that we have to put, you know, if we don't have a lot of big guys, if we have a lot of small guys, then, okay, what did we learn? I think that we learned a lot through the course of the season. I thought our defensive staff did a great job. Our coaching staff did a great job of trying to adjust and change and trying to use the best possible attributes of our players. And I think we learned as we move forward. You know, the last game we gave up a bunch of points, but we turned the ball over 5-6 times. I think one of the things we did against AC Flores is we made them work. You know, and they are exactly what our weakness was. They were big, strong, and they wanted to come right downhill, and we were able to really make them work. And so I think we learned a lot about ourselves. We learned a lot about, you know, what we can do moving forward. And, you know, I really feel like next year we're going to play much, much better defense, coupled with an offense with a lot of experience. You know, I feel like we ought to have a pretty good football team. Now, you know, there's a lot of things we have to do is, you know, we have to get our grades right. You know, we have to make sure we're acting right on campus, and we might have to make sure that we're working out and stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of parts that go with it. You don't just take one team and then all of a sudden, poof, here you are in August. I mean, it's going to ebb and flow. We're going to lose some kids. We're going to gain some kids. We're going to lose some coaches, gain some coaches. You know, I mean, constant changes and flux. But I really feel like we have a great plan moving forward. And I think we have a great plan for these young men moving forward to have a really successful season next year.
When do you want to start prepping for next season?
I already have. we lost that game to AC Flora, and that night I was evaluating it and already making notes for next year. It never stops. There is no off season. You know, it's constantly. Matter of fact, this morning I was watching film before I came over. You know, it's a constant evaluation process. It's a constant getting better process. If you don't do that, you're behind, and I really don't want to be behind.
It has been great to have you on the show this year. Any last thoughts about the season?
Listen, I appreciate it. Number one is I've enjoyed coming down here on Monday and talking to you guys. You guys do a great job and really fired up about the direction you guys are headed. But you know, I think we said at the top of the show, what are you thankful for? I'm blessed. I'm blessed to coach football in a town that loves their sports, and I'm not just talking about football. Hartsville is not a football town. It's not a basketball town. It's not a soccer town. It's not a baseball town. It is an all-sports town, and we support our athletes. You'll see me at all the games all year, and I think I'm just blessed to be in this community who loves sports, who's passionate about the Red Foxes, and, you know, I think that our team exemplified that. We might not have won 13, 14 games, but, you know, a 7-5 season and some of the things that this team was able to do, being way undersized, just really proud of them and blessed to coach them.
Thank you for listening once again. Remember, you can listen to the Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I'm your host, Coach Crow, and I'm here with
Tucker Bolson.
And we are out. Boom. We'll be right back.